Okay, huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, yes, indeed, it's time once again from Studio B here at High on Top CKW Towers. The sports authorities are back with you.
From the tunnel to the towers.
Everywhere you want to be, we're there with you. We are the sports authorities. We're not experts, we're authorities. So we don't have kind of the gurus here.
Well, you know, the thing about experts is they're all bought and paid for, and we're not.
That's right. Not only are we not bought and paid for by anybody, so we can tell you how it is. We do not have the FCC here online, but we do follow the DMCA rules. So sometimes the language gets a little bit salty. If so, bring grandma into the room. Wow, man, where'd you get all shaved up? Anyways, the newly clean to our left, the sports authority, the super CPA himself, Kenny Pocket. Kenny, good morning.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone out there.
And to our left, the sport director here of the new CKIWI Radio 76. Going left to right on your dial, he's one with a smile, number 31 in your programs, number one in your hearts, Mark Milicek. Hello, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. Hi, everybody out there.
In TV land now.
Radio land.
What I'm going to do here is, because we accept no money yet from the authorities.
We refuse it. They come.
Yeah, that's right.
Mail bureaus full of this stuff. And we say no.
Only because we want to.
Go away.
We want to tell the Detroit Lions and the San Diego Padres, go shove it. So while Mark kicks us off, I am going to go to Studio A and finish up a little bit of phone calls. We've got good news, everybody. Hot news. CKIWI Radio 76 is getting a new redesigned website by GoDaddy. Bless their hearts.
Okay. Bless their hearts.
It ain't free, but it's good. Anyways, we will see you. Mark will kick us off, and I'll be back in just a minute.
Okay. I guess I'll kick us off.
I'll tell you, I can't wait to see what the new website's going to be. Because, you know, the one we got now, if you've ever been there, it's beautiful, man. It's like the state of the art. It's just gorgeous. So,
that's right.
It's because we have high standards.
That's right. High standards and
no scruples.
Okay. We'll go with that. All right. So which drunk driver should we talk about first?
Let's talk about Tiger. Oh, Tiger's always good for a story. You know, I remember a few years ago, you know, he got into that sex scandal, right? And all these women kept coming out and saying, well, I had an affair with him, too. After a while, it's like, you could make a calendar out of these women. I mean, you know, the women of Tiger Woods, or you could call it the women of Tiger's Wood, if you want. Anyway.
He must have had a Woody.
That's right. Exactly. He used a driver, not a putter, you know?
Wow.
Speaking what a driver, oops.
Oh, yeah. Evidently, he wasn't driving very well.
Actually, he wasn't driving at all.
Well,
he was sitting at the side of the road. He had two flat tires, and he's conked out behind the wheel.
Yeah. according to Palm Beach.
Beef. Got beef on your mind. From wood to beef.
Oh, boy.
Well, we're just kind of sliding right down the sliding scale here, aren't we?
It's just going downhill quickly here. But anyway, yeah, the sheriff.
The sheriff.
We'll just go that route.
Yeah, the lawman.
Yeah, so anyway, they sort of had to wake him up.
Yeah.
And he sort of didn't even know where in the hell he was.
Yeah, I was like, hello? I'm in a car?
Am I close to home?
Who are you?
Where's home?
Who am I? Jeez. Have you been drinking? Good question.
Why don't you get out of the car and we'll determine that.
Yeah.
Let's see if you can do the ABCs. Okay, well, you can't do that.
Turns out he hadn't been drinking. He blew a zero on the breathalyzer.
Well,
he just had himself filled up with prescription drugs. Oh, that's all innocent, isn't it?
Let's see. Yeah, let's see. Oh, Vicodin.
Yeah.
Ooh, he had those strong painkillers.
Flying high, as they say.
Yeah. Well, he failed all the field tests.
Uh-huh.
Including reciting the alphabet.
Including standing up on his own 2 feet.
And reciting the national anthem.
Ah.
And everything else.
It's kind of hard. Don't say, can you see?
Yeah.
God bless America.
Yes, well, thank you. Yeah, all right, what's happening here on this side, fellas?
Yeah, well, we're talking about Tiger Woods. Did you
see that picture?
he looked really wasted.
Yeah, but you know what he said, though? He said that there was a bunch of, what do you Americans call it? There was just drug interaction.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The more Vicodin.
Yeah, I mean, anybody interacted. But you know, the funny thing is, first, right off the bat, you kind of go, oh, bull, you know? Uh-huh. You were screwed up, and you were just doing this and that. Then you kind of go, you know, there was a couple of times I did an Alpine that I kind of went, yeah. But then again, I knew enough, if I'm going to be taking drugs like that, I'm not driving.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And especially when you're that rich. I mean, you can go back to every one of these athletes and go, you have the money for Uber. You have money to have a car in every one of these cities.
You have money to have a woman drive you home and go to bed with you. He's done that a few times, hasn't he?
Not that we're aware of. He was a good married man until she left.
Allegedly.
That's right.
Well, evidently, she was the one who left.
She's that golf club, right? Whack.
And which club did he use? I bet you he used the driver.
He used the driver, not the putter. Exactly.
Well, that's kind of way it kind of went, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did.
Yep. Yeah, so, well, Mr. Woods will be arraigned on 2 charges stemming from this incident on July 5th. So I wonder if he'll be in any condition to go to the courthouse after the 4th of July.
That's true.
But you know what, really? What did they get him on? Because I thought they said it wasn't on anything that it was, no alcohol was involved.
It was no alcohol, right.
So, were these, I mean, last I saw it, because evidently it's a rapidly changing kind of thing.
Well.
What'd they say? That he was, like, he was on prescription drugs, right?
I guess. He blew 0 on the breathalyzer test and complied with a request for a urine test.
Okay. So, they didn't find any alcohol, so unless they're going to charge him with, I mean, the last story I heard, they found him falling asleep or something behind the wheel.
He was parked by at the side of the road. He had 2 flat tires. That's what I heard.
Okay. Well, so, I mean, you must have.
But he was parked illegally.
On the side of the road?
Okay.
How do you park illegally on the side of the road, which was the right-hand turn lane, you know? It was like, what? I mean, if you saw that mugshot, oh, my God. It's like, how much would this cost to get this mugshot make go away, you know?
Yeah, he did say he was coming back from playing golf.
With opioids in his system? What the hell? You know?
He must have been hitting that ball 600 yards with all that crap in him.
Last time I think I did that, I couldn't get the ball through the windmill, and it was like, goddamn, come on. Well, good luck. I mean, really, I want to see how this whole story goes. Because money's got a funny way of making Lady Liberty kind of go, what? Oh, he lost your paperwork there, Tiger. Get out of here, you knucklehead. You know?
Yeah, he was asleep in his car.
Yeah.
Parked on the side of the road. The right blinker was on, and his foot was on the brake.
Well, at least he wasn't going anywhere. So, you know, good for him. I mean, you got 2 flat tires. You're not going anywhere anyways. You know, I mean, so what's the guy was kind of just, like, passed out in his car?
Yeah,
pretty much.
Slumped over the wheel, and the cop had
on
to wake
drugs.
Him up.
Maybe he was leaning on the horn. Maybe that was the second charge, disturbing the peace.
There you go.
No, he was being horny.
Nothing new for him, right?
In Palm Beach County, Wow, I'm surprised they didn't let him walk away. You know,
he couldn't walk away.
He
wouldn't have got too far.
That was one of the tests, and he failed that one, too.
But you know, the funny thing was, there was always this wonderful thing of, and I put wonderful in quotes, where people really wanted to see the guy fail. Because he was so uppity, and he was so Tiger this, Tiger everything. You know, and then once he kind of, you know, fell off the wayside, and then the stupid thing with his, I mean, evidently he's a bad driver. He's a bad driver this time. He's a bad driver with a wife thing that went down. You know, he crashed something in front. The guy's got bad luck with cars, you know. Evidently the cars that he drive are, you know, malfunctioning. And that's the reason why. I mean, that's my best Trump kind of cover-up kind of, you know. Evidently it was that damn Ford. By the way, where'd you get that Ford?
Oh, out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a loaner. My car's in the shop.
Dumbass. Should have said, oh, that one paid cash.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful truck. I mean, really, it's, I'm not a real Ford guy, except for on the Dream Cruise this year, where we'll be. It's a cute little car. Yeah. Nice little truck. Not wild about the white, but that's what they got.
Neither am I. I'm not a white.
It's a chick thing. She like it? She pick it up?
Nope. They just said, get a loaner. Here it is.
When did they give it to you?
Last Thursday.
Let me guess. You had two flat tires?
And slumped over the wheel?
Were you in Florida lately?
Yeah.
You look familiar.
I was golfing.
You're on your way home from golfing?
Exactly.
I'll tell you what. If you ever had those OPEDs, you know, and we had it for our shoulder for that very long, short period of time. You know, I think I did it for like 4 days. And every time I did it, I mean, I was talking to Jimi Hendrix. You know, it's like, man, I'm tripping on these things. How do you play golf on those things? You know, if it's that bad, that made you pass out. But then the story was, well, he mixed drugs, you know, and he didn't know the reaction would have happened. You know, but my God, if you built up a tolerance, and I realize he's got four back surgeries and all that kind of stuff, but yay. Dude, man, if you're on drugs enough to make you pass out, and somehow blow out two tires, I'm sure, I'm thinking that he may have, no, I'll go total Trump, that some Democrats shot out his wheels.
He must not have bought those tires that if he got a flat, they didn't go an extra 50 miles.
I'm telling you, it must have been those German tires, because it's going to have been those Russian tires. Did you see that stuff today? God. What's Trump's relation with Merkel? Oh, super good. Get the hell out of here. Talking about more lies, let's look at number two, even though my script isn't numbered today.
Yeah, number two.
Is yours numbered?
I numbered my own.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to number yours.
Thanks,
number two. We're going right
okay,
there.
Okay, right there.
Yep. New Dallas
Cowboy. DUI. DWI.
Well, you know, John, I don't see your little board there, but we're going to need it later, I think.
So. Oh, we're going to have it. It's here.
Okay.
It's in high function.
Okay. Well,
get it warmed up because we'll need it.
Yeah, well, you got to get the tubes ready.
Yeah.
Yep. You know? Okay. New Dallas Cowboy defensive back, Nolan Carroll.
Nolan Ryan?
Well, you can call him whatever you want. Put it this way. When.
He has two first names, Nolan and Carroll.
So did Nolan Ryan. Yeah.
Well, anyway, when he was picked up early Monday morning, he probably didn't know his name anyways, but that's beside the point. Yeah. Was arrested.
He was out partying with Tiger Woods.
You suck!
No, he was in Texas.
Okay.
And they got him on DWI? They let that guy go right now. Did they not know who he was? Is he a rookie?
No. He just came over from Philadelphia. He played 4 years for Philadelphia as a defensive back. He was attending a Dallas Welcome to Dallas party in his honor, according to the Dallas Morning News. Yeah, Carroll was pulled over at 2:15 in the morning.
And he was overserved.
Yep. And then he was booked into jail around 8 a.m. and then he posted bond at 2:45 on p.m. on Monday afternoon, charged with being intoxicated following an event at a local nightclub in his honor.
In his honor, yeah.
That's right. And what kind of nightclub overserved him? I mean, he's a Dallas Cowboy, right?
Yeah.
So they didn't send him home with a chick?
Evidently not.
How did that not happen? Ooh. We will not cast aspersions on his sexuality then.
Yep.
Or maybe.
You suck.
In a statement from the Cowboys, we are aware of the situation and are gathering information at this time.
Which means we're trying to figure out how we can make it go away.
Bury it. Yeah, we got to bury it.
Hell yes, they are.
So, yep. So anyway,
we're gathering information. We got a nice rug to slide it under.
Yeah, right. We're gathering tens and twenties to slide it over to the sheriff.
Yep. So anyway, Carroll signed a contract this offseason with the Cowboys. 3 years, $10 million. But the thing about it is the Dallas Cowboys have a Uber driver on call to where they can call him and get a ride back. No charge.
How screwed up your team's got to be. If you have that already in your contract, they kind of know what kind of people they have on the team. That's hardcore, man.
You know what's bad is when Uber is the official driver for the Dallas Cowboys.
It's a silver Mustang with like a little sign on it.
The report indicates that the Cowboys offer free Uber rides to players who think they may not be able to drive safely
home.
Like
the guy forgot his glasses or
so there's no excuse for getting pulled over because Dallas offers you a freaking ride home.
Unless you're so wasted you can't figure out how to use the app. So you put your keys out and say, oh, I'll just drive myself.
No, but you're so macho as a cowboy, you know. I mean, it's probably like 1963 over there. Yeah. You know, the more hammered you got, oh, what a guy, what a man. You know,
I can't let my teammates see me getting an Uber driver.
Yeah, I'll show up. I got to get into my Rolls Royce and leave. Yeah. You know? I mean, guys, I mean, you've been, especially at 30 years old, you've been on this planet long enough. You know,
right. You
kind of know when you're staggering and you throw up on your car that you should probably stop, you know. But he's probably thinking, well, I heaved out all this stuff, so there you go.
Yeah, I'm sober now.
Yeah. Welcome to Dallas. But you know what? You know how long this story is going to stay in? Dallas, 3-2-1, and the hockey season is almost over.
Yeah.
This will be a non-story. Matter of fact, this will build it up. This will be, all right, man. That was cool. You know, you got arrested just like us, like me. You know? Welcome to Dallas.
Yeah, when the preseason starts, they're going to be like, wait a second, you're the only one that hasn't been caught yet. Start drinking.
Yeah, he's suspicious. Yeah, put that milk down, boy. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, we gotta spike his Gatorade or something.
Yeah, let's bring our friend Tiger over here. Tiger!
Show him how it's done.
Yeah, really. Blow out those suit irons again. That was funny.
Yeah, let's see. We can spike his Gatorade, and then we'll tell him this is a salt pill, and it's really a Vicodin.
I'll give him my yeehaw on that one. There you go. Welcome to Dallas. Start drinking on the road. You know, and the funny thing is, he's only one. I mean, really, you kind of wonder, what's it like in Dallas? You know? Not like in Detroit. You want to talk the Big D? Here it is, the Big D.
Yeah, Big D.
That's right. We're not even talking about Twizzle Dick.
No corkscrew, huh?
Yeah. Mr. Piggly Wiggly.
A week never goes by without corkscrew.
See how crappy he's doing?
Oh, he's terrible.
Oh, he's getting it now, man. No wonder why. You think that maybe if he took like an iron out with like some like that spray starch and spray on his winker, there you go, nice and smooth and flat. That'll be able to make him shoot a little bit better.
Kind of like a slider. Nice and flat.
There you go. Straight. Yeah. 71 miles per hour, and his fastball 72, just like K-Rod.
Ugh.
Then you wonder why.
Which means crinkly rod. There you go.
That's right. We just call him Rod.
There you go. Thank you. I'll give him a woohoo.
Woohoo!
There you go. All
right.
Which is way different than the drunken cowboy. There you are.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
All right, so there you go. So, man, what are we, NFL heavy today?
Lots of,
Did you see the E30 or E60 on Steuben? PK?
No.
Nice job. I mean, really, the guy couldn't have paid ESPN to have a better gloss piece on him. The guy's perfect. Just a great guy. Just a dude you want to have on your team. Unless you're the Canadiens. Unless you're the Canadiens coach. But it's almost to the point where you're pulling for the guy to get the Stanley Cup just so he can go back to Montreal and go, Oops, sorry.
And walking into the Bell Center and just go, see?
It's been real. Thanks for the trade, dude. Appreciate it. Because you really do think, I mean, the Predators were close, right?
Yeah.
But they needed one guy. And, if you're renegotiating his contract, or if you're getting MVP award, P.K. Subban's, man. I can't imagine anybody else, even if Penguins win, P.K. Subban's. You know, I mean, really, it's, Detroit should have traded Erickson for him, but, I guess.
Erickson's too good.
Yeah, I was going to say, we wanted another player with him, with Subban. You know, but really, that says something about Subban, especially when he grows, matures even more. I mean, everything that you see about the guy, Montreal got mad at him because either he was stepping up into plays to score, and look how well he's scoring, or he gets beat all the time. Yet we have Erickson getting beat all the time.
The pylon.
Yeah.
And he doesn't score.
Anybody that's a Detroit Red Wing defenseman, you get beat all the time when you try to step up the plate, and nobody gets mad here. Yeah. Hell, they blew him out of Montreal for that. Hell. Okay, at least the bar is high, in Canada.
Kind of like the Tiger Woods is high.
Yeah. Yeah, part of it was his offensive, the way he played offense, and part of it was his attitude.
Yeah, but what's his attitude, though?
For some reason, the Montreal upper echelon / president, whatever, didn't like the way he would fist pump and whatever. Just
yeah, why wouldn't Montreal do that? Because he fist pump after he scored for you.
But see, that's what I'm saying.
Dumbass.
It just seems like the Montreal Canadiens were just not that type of organization, and they thought that he was hot-dogging it.
Wait, to win? I mean, look how well-loved he was. And name the second most well-loved Canadian on this team. Tick, 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 ain't Price. Tick, 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 time's up.
It was
P.K. Subban. I mean, really, he put, $10 million to the Children's Hospital? And you're kicking this guy's out? Jeez. Well,
that's what I'm saying. It just seemed like that he just, I don't know. And the coach didn't like the way
coach hated him.
Yeah, it just seemed like he lost that. That player-coach relationship?
Because when he scores, he does the fist pump and the knee slide. So, dude, slide,
Score 50 goals and slide and do handstands.
Do whatever you want, man. If you did that for the Red Wings, I guarantee you there would be no other jersey sales.
But I think that's part of the reason why Michel Therrien got fired. Didn't have that relationship. Yeah. They traded P.K. Subban, and then they ended up, near the end of the season, firing Michel Therrien.
Well, good. How does it feel, dude? While this guy's getting fired, P.K.'s going to the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Okay.
And see, the thing about it is Subban could be a real jerk and say, look at where I am, guys. But he's keeping his mouth shut and being...
Until he wins. And then I hope he goes back to Montreal and just, circles the Bell Center with his horn beeping. Hey, 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 hey! With the Stanley Cup on top of the roof of his fine white Ford. Beep, beep! Man, I look like the Blues Brothers coming back with the Bluesmobile, that big speaker on top. Beep, 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 beep! Man, right underneath the Montreal Canadiens' offices. I'd hire, Tiger Woods just to lean on the horn.
Here, take some of these pills. And
yeah, really, just lean on my horn. Beep. And I'd be like in the pastor seat going, I don't know, man. The guy just passed out. Beep. He deserved it. Good for you, PK. I mean, no matter what goes on, I mean, really, either you're a hot dog or you're not, but you're a scoring hot dog. And people look the other way when you win, a lot. And really, if that's the worst that was with you, I mean, what was the... the All-Star game where he put on the wig?
Yeah.
I thought that was funny as hell. It was clever. I mean, the guy's got a spirit. Let him go in the NHL, man. Let it flourish. This is not the NFL,
Yeah. Well, see, now they're letting him do that now.
Well, no, you get to use a Sharpie because the NFL is probably sponsored by Sharpie this
exactly.
year.
Exactly. The official pen of the NFL.
Yeah, the official celebrational pen. You're right. But, I mean, go. I mean, how bad has PK been? What's been his worst year? Better than everybody that's on the Wings.
He can sit on the bench and do better than what the Wings defensemen do.
Talk softly. They're going into the brand new arena and things will turn around.
No, they won't.
Part of the plan, huh?
There you go. Oh, I didn't tell you about that? Got the new one in.
Hope it's better than the last one.
Holland sent it in. Oh, Holland said forget about the last one. He had a couple typos. He didn't mean last year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he had the wrong year.
This year. That's okay. Right. It's easy. You know, you put it in your phone and you get the BlackBerry and you press the wrong numbers. You know, I mean, that's a really fat little phone. You wait till this year, Wings fans. What
now
will you be
Mr.
doing?
Mr. I is gone now, so they have to win a tribute to him.
Well, Mr. I is still, in theory, there. You know, it's just CI.
Yeah.
As opposed to I.
All of his stupid-ass contracts are still there.
Yeah, for Detroit. Welcome to the Yelich family. You know, the funny thing is, everyone is going to use the Yelich family as, this is not what to do. You know? In your desperation to win before somebody kicks a bucket, you totally screw your team for a half a decade.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, down to, I take great joy when I watch the Chicago White Sox and Pelfrey beat the hell out of the Tigers.
What a horrible series that was. 49 strikeouts in four games.
Is
Have
that
you
in
ever
here?
Seen something so pitiful?
No, I just put down Tigers and we're going
to
talk
that's
about
That's all
it.
We need to talk about.
Let's talk about Tigers.
You got water here?
Yes.
Nice.
You know, they kind of leaked it out through...
leaked water?
Who was it? Or Heyman? One of those guys put
well,
on Twitter that...
Yeah, ESPN did, that they're going to get rid of people
If they go through June and they're below 500, they will make all their veteran players available. What does that mean? They'll make them available. Well, I kind of went through...
Look at the sabermetrics here.
Roster here and said,
bless
what are their contracts
heart.
Looking like? Okay.
Wow. Get closer.
Now,
you're going
to
need
this.
The
first thing that stands out to me here is, where are the guys that are earning $8, $10, $12 million a year? The medium level guys, right? They don't have any.
TC?
TC means team control next year.
Ah, well
So I looked at next year. I says, okay.
Damn, you do a good job when you're not doing like... barrel full of taxes in 3 months.
When you look at this, okay, you got Verlander. He's making $28 million a year. He's got another 3 years left on his contract after this year. How's he doing?
Shitty.
Shitty.
But he's going to find his groove.
Got Cabrera. He's at $28 million this year. Goes up to $30 million next year, and on. God knows how long. How's he doing this year?
Nobody front loaded or back loaded.
Victor Martinez, $18 million this year. Next year,
God.
He has no knees. He has 4 home runs this year as a cleanup hitter.
Yeah, batting 4th.
Yeah.
Cleanup hitter, but.
Yeah, and he can't play in the field. Okay.
That's your DH.
4
home runs.
And hey, guys, how about Zimmerman? He's making $18 million this year. Take a look at the next column. Goes up to 24.
Oh, my God.
And then 2 years at 25. Hey, they're lining up at the door, aren't they? I looked at this. I said, there's really 3 veteran guys on this team that I think are tradable. It was certainly not Upton. You know, by the way, the word is out now that forget about him opting out.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
No. Will he ever do that? I mean, really, how many years? He's got to 2021, right? So why would you opt out?
Yeah. And, you know, we got 3 more years after this of Prince Fielder at $6 million a year. So I looked at this, and I says, okay, veteran guys, you got 3 guys I think that are tradable. Obviously, you got J.D. Martinez. He's a rental. You got Kinsler, who's $11 million this year, and he has a $10 million club option next year with a $5 million buyout. Okay? And the third guy that stood out is Avila. He's a 2-year, I mean, he's a 1-year rental, $2 million this year, and he's hitting the hell out of the ball. Other than that, who do you have?
But you got to get rid of Avila soon.
Right.
Because otherwise, sooner or later, he's going to start tanking.
Yep.
And then you can't get rid of him at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to anyways. Because really, even at $2 million this year, who are you going to have? McCann?
Yeah.
Now, is Hicks really? I thought Hicks was a first baseman.
No, he's a catcher.
He's a catcher.
But he's been playing first base when Cabrera was out.
Gotcha.
So you can use Hicks behind the plate.
Yeah, but where are you going to put McCann? I mean, look, McCann is the least of your troubles.
Yeah.
I mean, you scoot down here. What's really puts a smile. And Kenny, you did a bang up job on this, man. This is really nice.
I mean, it kind of stands out when you look at it.
Yeah, but take a look at everybody for next year. That's this year that's coming off. $6 million for Fielder. No, $6 million.
$6 million for years of him.
But you know what? It's almost limp. You take a look at $6 million, you go, that's doable. When you look at Zimmerman going to be $24 million, $25 million, $25 million
yeah.
a year.
Yeah.
God, $6 million looks like a bargain. But you got Efrod coming off the books at $6 million. Mm-hmm. You got Sanchez at $16 million. You got Pelfrey at $8 million. And you got Mr. Lowe at $5.5 million. That's a little chunk of change, but you know what all that's
going to
do?
It's all dead money, though. That's all dead money. And what it's going to do, if you end up with the you end up with the luxury tax,
yeah, it's going to say that's all it's going to do.
Leaves, you get nothing for him.
Right.
So you're going to wind up paying extra money, and JD is going to walk, and you're going to get nothing. Yeah. So look, you can't sit still.
So this is what? $6 million, $6.16 is, let's carry the five, and it was there two. That's $22.30. It's $35.5 million that they're going to free up next year, and it's probably going to take $30 million just to get underneath the luxury tax.
But that's next year, and I'm looking at this year, and I'm shitting my pants.
Forget about this year.
I mean,
you're done.
You really, you know, well, if we're below 500, we'll make them available. No, you're going to put guys out there on the curb with a sign hanging around their neck. Okay?
Please take up.
Yeah, we'll for food.
Yeah, we will pay part of his salary. You know, take him. We need the relief.
You take a look at the 2018 Tigers. You have Cabrera making $30 million. You have V-Mart making $18 million. You have Zimmerman and Verlander alone. That's $52 million.
Yeah.
So $52 million between Zimmerman, Verlander, and Cabrera. That's $82 million for three guys, and it goes up in 2019.
In between Victor and Upton, it's another $40 million.
Okay, that's $122 million.
Yeah, that's why you're going to have Dixon Machado at second base next year.
For five guys. I mean, really, and you might as well put this Hicks guy as your DH.
And your luxury tax hits at $200 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah, they're in trouble.
You're going up, then you're going to get hit. There's no way. You know, the funny thing is, and it was just like myself who've been screaming for 2 years now, get rid of Cabrera, get rid of Cabrera. Get rid of Cabrera. You got to say it three times, something happens.
Huh.
You know? But, I mean, it is kind of true because, you know, you have this guy is, you saw him when we were going, when the Detroit Tigers were going to the World Series. You saw he could not perform in the clutch. Never did, never has, never could. Whatever little ouchie's killing him, it's killing him again. It's killing him this year, allegedly. Yep. Same thing with JD. Allegedly, his foot's hurting him again. You know? So you're done with that. So you basically have who are you going to put where JD is right now? You know, you're going to put
Mikey Matuck.
There you go.
And you know, here's the other thing too. I mean, the reason I put this together is, you know, the Tiger fans, they're trying to prep the Tiger fans early because they're going to do the purge and they're trying to ease into it. Okay?
But nobody cares.
But
go
here's
for
the
it.
Problem. Oh, we're going to get a bunch of prospects like we did 2 years ago.
There you
no,
go.
You're not.
Not even close.
No, you're not.
No. Gonna
you're
going to no.
You're going to put the guy out there on the curb with a sign hanging off his neck saying, please take me. Well, what do you want back? A mid-level single-A prospect to be fine. And, oh, by the way, we'll eat half the money.
Yeah, but you know what?
That's the kind of deals they're going to have to cut.
They'll say, we'll take a double-A prospect, and whatever the team is that is on the other side will go, okay. I'll give you a single-A prospect, and you'll like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And, oh, by the way, you're going to throw Justin Wilson in, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, the Tigers are in no position to bargain.
None.
And Avila is way over your head. A very skilled Theo Epstein would have a tough time with this one right now.
Yeah. Yep.
You know? Oh. But he was smart enough to see what the Cubs were.
Uh-huh.
From Boston, waited out a couple years, but every year he grew.
Yep.
Unlike the Maple Leafs.
Boo!
However, try to squeeze that in the summertime.
And here's the thing, too. You know, they jumped out of Justin Upton, right? And if you look at the way that all worked out, well, we don't want to sign Rajay Davis again.
Yeah, really.
Rajay Davis
worked out?
Was affordable, right?
Yep.
Well, he's not good enough. He's too much money.
And what's he doing
so
now?
So what are we going to do? We're going to sign Mike Avilas to play left field. And then all of a sudden, Mr. Flip Your Wig woke up from his coma for a few minutes and said, what the hell you doing?
Yeah.
Here's the checkbook. Go buy somebody. Quickly. So they bring in Upton, right? And what's Upton's claim to fame? Can he field? Not particularly well. Can he hit for average? Not particularly well. Does he have a good command of the strike zone? Strikes out a hell of a lot. But he hits home runs, right? He hits 28, 30 a year, right? And you know what?
When they don't matter.
John Doe, playing second base for BFE, hits 20. Because that's the way baseball is out. 20 home runs is nothing. You know, you're probably going to get close to 100 guys hitting 20 home runs or more this year.
No question about it.
So if you got Upton at 20, is he worth a $22 million? God help me, no.
Justin
Upton.
Hitting
at 240 or 230.
Is your Adam Dunn.
Yeah.
No question about it.
That isn't worth much in today's game.
But why is Adam Dunn not playing anymore?
He sucks.
Yeah, because he's not worth any type of money because you hit 200, you hit 30 home runs, you have 50 RBIs with 30 home runs.
And here's the thing. You have Mark Reynolds playing in Colorado. You know, you want to talk about a all-or-nothing guy, and he's changed his game, and he's hitting more line drives.
Right.
Because he has to.
Yeah, but you got to go back even further. You go, who is the brain trust on the bench? Legendary Lloyd means nothing. Yeah. You know, Doobie, who's your pitching coach in Detroit, Doobie? Which has done nothing but...
Did you say Doobie?
Smokey.
Yeah, and let's not forget Mean Gene Lamont.
Yeah, which has done what?
And Mr. Kak himself. Brad. And who's up in the front
Brad
office.
Brad ass Holmes.
Yeah.
Now, if you're Avila, you can't sweep yourself. Chris Ellich doesn't have the balls to do it.
Uh-huh.
You know? So, do you try to do a good offense as a great defense? Fire everybody below you? And that will buy you three more years because every ass in Detroit will say, oh, you got to give him some time. No, you don't. You know, either you know this guy is going to be good, like Tito, if he came in, you know, or you got this guy who was the ground sweeper, you know, in New York, you know, and well, he's seen a lot of baseball, so he's going to be our manager. We're thinking outside the box. See, what happened was you could always tell that Flip Your Wig Ilitch was heavy into the home run. He loved that ooh-ah.
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
And so let's load us all up with home run hitters, even though it makes no sense.
Yep.
You know? Because somehow he thought that's what was going to bring the fannies in the seats. Well, bring the fannies in the seats is a winning, balanced team where folks know that you're one step ahead of competing.
Yep.
You know? That you're actually going to win.
You have an incredibly winning team.
Yeah. Stars don't do it.
Nope.
You know, I mean, if anything, so the rest of the league should look at Detroit and go, you're paying $200 million for a fourth out of five place team, and they're playing KC, and I'm telling you, if Yost would have yanked his reliever yesterday.
Yeah, that game was dreadful.
Oh man. I mean, it was like, dude, he's walking to everybody and he's, you know, he's got the lead. Maybe you should pull him now.
Yeah. Well, Yost is another Osmus. I mean, he's terrible.
Yeah, but he's got a ring, and that's what everybody's going to go back to. But he's got a ring, and he had a badass bullpen. And where be that, folks, now? Nowhere around, as evident from yesterday.
And I'll tell you, you know, I don't know. I'm sitting here watching the game, okay? And seventh inning, he brings in Frankie Rodriguez, right?
Yeah.
It's like, all right, how long is this going to last? Four pitch, walk, and then home run. Boom.
Yeah, and it went right to the corner, too, man. And I'm telling you, he was, you could tell, he didn't even look like he had any gas left, man.
No.
You know, I mean, his fastball was his slider. That shows you how bad it was.
Yeah.
How fast was it? About, what, 87?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the fastball was 86. What?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, something's wrong with the changeup goes faster than the fastball.
Good Lord. Look at everybody. Look at your whole bullpen. Your whole bullpen is under, let's see, one, two. I'll give you two and a half, three, four, five, six. Your whole bullpen's under $6 million.
Except for Rodriguez.
Rodriguez.
And he's six.
And he's going, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'm looking at 1 year tomorrow. I mean, 1 year to go.
Yeah.
But you think you got $6 million in them. How many you have in your catchers? Catchers, you have $3 million, so that's $9 million.
Mm-hmm.
So all your catchers and all your bullpen equals 1/3 of what Zimmerman's getting. 1/4.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Jesus God almighty. Jeez.
Compare it to Pelfrey, and he isn't even pitching for you anymore. He's pitching against you, and you're paying him.
And he's beating you.
Yeah.
And you're making him look like the second coming of Bob Gibson.
But isn't it the second time they beat him this year?
Yeah.
That's the second time.
Mm-hmm. It's only 2 wins he has.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and he's happy about it, too.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, does anybody fear the Detroit Tiger lineup anymore?
No.
Not even close.
Nope.
I mean, who are you going to pitch around?
Huh.
Nobody.
Why would you?
Yeah. I mean, if Cabrera's sick or ill or whatever now, I mean, you got potentially guys who will not retire because they'll take the money and run. But, I mean, my God. I mean, by 20... When does... well, Zimmerman's thing kind of flattens out in 2019.
Yeah.
But you still...
You got him through 2020.
You still have, what, $100 million for four guys, then?
Yeah.
In 2019, you got $100 million for guys. Holy cannoli. You know?
And then you wonder why they're always flirting with the luxury tax.
Yeah, but then again...
They give out these wild-ass contracts.
And it also means that you can't afford the $8 million outfielder, the $10 million...
The good guy.
Yeah, the good, not great guy.
You can't afford the Dexter Fowler.
Exactly.
When did they resign
Beamer? Or the Rajay Davis. Right. You have to let him go.
Yep.
And what's Rajay Davis doing now? He's doing fine.
Yeah.
You know?
You either have to have the $25 million outfield to go with the $2 million outfielder.
Right.
You can't go in the middle because
that's why you have Mikey Matuk. Okay? That's exactly why. And, you know, you have your 40-man roster, and you're riding for a while with 38 guys on your 48-man. Why? Well, because it's two free slots. You're saving money.
Jesus God, McCann is only making $20,000 more than a rookie contract?
Yeah, he isn't arbitration eligible till next year.
So, well, you know next year he's going to get a raise.
Right, but it won't be a huge one.
It won't be a huge one, but...
It won't be in Detroit.
McCann? Yeah, it will.
Think so? What's he got?
Yeah. Huh?
If you got Hicks coming up, what are you doing?
You still got to have a backup.
You got to have a backup. Hicks would be your backup.
Hicks is your backup, that's right, but you have Avila now. You know?
No, he won't be back.
Says who?
They're going to trade him at the deadline. Wait and see. He'll have some value, and he's $2 million. They're scratching a claw to take money off the
books. Oh, yeah.
Trust me on this.
Yeah, but that's your... Yeah, but
you're looking... I'm looking at it from their standpoint, and this is scary as hell. Who wants him as a backup catcher for $2 million, and he's hitting the way he is? And he's a good defensive catcher. He'll...
Especially...
Somebody will want him.
Especially since the majority of your pitchers are right-handed.
Uh-huh. And the fact is, he's a rental. Now, you may not get a high prospect for him. You'll move him. You'll get that contract off.
Just to get the contract off the books.
Exactly. And because if you're going to understand what they're going to do, you have to look at it from that standpoint. How can they move money off of the books this year? Because this year is where the bloodletting is going to be.
Well, you think about it. Yeah, we should have been 3 years ago. But
yep.
If the only two people conceivably you can move is J.D. Martinez, and I don't know why people love the guy, and Avila. There you go. So that's 13.
And Kinsler.
Kinsler's hurt.
He'll be back.
Kinsler's hurt and Kinsler's streaky.
Yep.
So what are you going to? Who's going to go for him? For why would you have him?
You may have to eat a little bit of money, but they'll do it.
I'm trying.
Got to remember, he's got a no trade clause.
Yeah, and it's very selective.
Well, I mean, that was last year. Is it still around? My research it didn't pop up.
It didn't pop up. Okay,
yeah.
Maybe.
So it is. Oh, sure, it's huge. Yeah, and it's like any team that's at least no lower than third in the division.
Okay.
You know,
and
it's
next,
like,
year,
wow.
Next year he's on a club option for 10.
Or what? Or 5
or
million?
Or five for buyout.
All right, there's your 5 buyout. I still get 6 million. You know? Huh? It's even if you finish out the year with us. You know, because, man, you're going to... Next year you're going to be seeing a lot of 0.535 guys.
Yeah, uh-huh.
A ton of them. I mean, it's just you're gonna feel like you've moved to Toledo.
Yeah, Jim Aducci is gonna be your new right fielder.
You know what? I want to see more of that guy.
Yeah,
You know, I wasn't sad to see what we saw. You know.
But he's what you got.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're stuck.
That's as good as you're going to get.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he wasn't all that bad. For the first couple of times that he was up here, serviceable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was like John B. Walking Puss.
And Warwick Sopold, he's part of your future. You know.
Hey, we have to give a little bit of a kudos to Buck Farmer.
We do, don't we?
Yes, 13 strikeouts.
How can he do that without a $20 million contract?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
What happened?
Yeah, but did they sign him back down to Toledo yet?
Yes.
Yep. Of course.
Did they? Right away. Yep.
Why not? God.
Why? First of all, I hate the name. It's got to go. You should change it to Dash Riprock. Much better. It's what the kids like nowadays. It's snappy. It's cool. It's hot. You know?
Or Tide London.
No. Yeah, go ask him. He could be his brother.
Yeah. Tide London the second.
By the way, Tide London going to 8 o'clock now on Fridays to make room for CKW CDF.
Ooh. Oh,
there you go. Hot new news that just came off today.
Well, see, I got to give. Yeah, I got to get Tide London in here,
it's
too.
It's Mr. Scoop.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
But I couldn't believe it when I saw Buck Farmer with 13 strikeouts. It's like, what the hell happened here?
Yeah. And, when you look at this sheet here, you can see it out there, right? I'm holding it up to the microphone. You guys can see it, right?
Everybody out there.
It just shows you just how screwed up this team is. And then I should do it for the Red Wings and hold that up to the microphone, too. You can see how screwed up they are. And, it all comes back to one common denominator, doesn't it? One common denominator, and that's Mr. I.
Flip your wig.
The Hall of Fame, the CAC Hall of Fame has a wing named after this guy. Okay.
Well, there's four wings.
And he's got two of them, We even had Mark go out and cut an insignia for him in the lawn. It didn't say Mr. I, though. It was a CAC.
There you go.
It was a large phallic symbol, okay?
It was a crinkly phallic symbol.
Yeah.
Got two for the price of one on that one.
To buy one, get one free this week.
And Mrs. Upton was like putting her mouth on it. She got all these grass stains on her lips. How did that happen? Fat chick will eat anything.
But I'll tell you, tell you one thing that gets annoying after a while. You hear the announcers for the Tigers, they're trying to paint lipstick on this pig.
There's no way. It's like Kirk Gibson.
Come on, Kirk, just shut up after a while. Well, that was a really good at bat by Avila because he drew a walk.
And it really shows
you, Romaine's a really savvy beast runner, and he was really paying attention because he went from first to second on the walk.
Can you imagine? But he slid, though. It was close. It was in the vicinity. Thank God he got that rule.
So it shows how alert he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. Shut up, Kirk.
I like Kirk, but, I mean, you become lionized.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah.
You're buying into the Kool-Aid and stuff. But, I mean, it shows you how good Rod Allen is when you got Kirk Gibson, doing most of your color. Even though I like him a lot better than Rod. Rod, I played for the Tigers for about a day.
Yeah.
See, that's what you get when you're bought by the team.
There you
bought
go.
And paid for
right. by the
Not
team.
Like us. Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should pull like a page ad in Detroit news. Oh, nobody reads newspapers, but bless our hearts. Hurry up and read newspapers, damn it. Newspapers rock, We should pull out an ad, You suck, Fox One, How much are you being paid, between you and what's it, Kirshner? You got like a back channel to the Illich organization. How much are you getting paid, motherfucker? Because really, people are looking at it, and it's just like you said, Wow, what a great defensive play. He caught that pop-up.
Yeah.
Have to move.
I know, man. He's on the ball. See, they're getting their stuff back together. Cut it out. I mean, really, who they should have? They should have Sean Spicer up in the booth.
Yeah. Sean Spicer, me?
Spicy. Yeah.
This bubblegum.
Jesus God almighty, that whole 9 yards today, too. We're so close with Germany. Shut up.
Oh, God.
All right. I'm looking at nothing but NFL stuff here. See, the thing that I don't know what number you are because mine's not uniquely numbered.
Which one?
Number 5.
Well, I think we should talk about the NBA. Mr. Van Gundy won the Rudy Tomjanovich Award for collaboration and excellence.
For what?
I don't know. I'm sitting there saying, where the hell is all that excellence? I didn't see it.
What award?
Rudy Tomjanovich.
Tomjanovich.
For what?
He used to play for the University of Michigan.
Yeah, I know that. I know he got hit in the head with the ball, too. For cooperation and cooperation with what?
Cooperating with
Tiger Woods?
Yeah.
Cooperating with trying to put two belts together so he can make it around that fat tub that he's got?
Well, you know, it's funny because they made this big announcement that they're switching radio stations, going back to 97.1, okay? And that's a big deal, right? So they come, and Stan was there, and, oh, yeah, well, you know, people want to run down Drummond and say, well, he took a step back. But you look at all the other aspects of his game, and he actually made progress, even though he didn't score very many points this year. Da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, oh, God, were you watching this guy? Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, every time he talks, it's time to go away.
I mean, it isn't just the bad free throws. It's that inconsistent defense that he plays. You know, every second play, he's like the Matador out there with the cape. And the bull runs past. He waves it. Okay.
I think that's with everything that's going on in Detroit, you know, you guys better find something else to do over there. You know, there's no team that you can really root for. Includes college, you know. Unless MSU comes back again this year, that's about the only thing you can really go for, you know? I mean, it's bleak days, man. So start doing opioids or something, I mean, quickly.
If you need any, call Tiger.
Oh, yeah. He'll find it in his car. It's in his flat tire. Go in and see it, you know? Can you imagine? I mean, pretty soon he's going to be doing this stuff with the, like, signing at card shows. Tiger Williams, Tiger. How many sport authority or sport celebrities are named Tiger?
Tiger Williams, Maple Leafs.
Yeah, and
he had wings. He was a wing too.
He was what?
He was a wing.
It was a wing. Yeah, he was played for Vancouver too.
There you go. Well, he was a Tiger.
He was first though.
Until we got him. You know,
I mean, Toronto, look, then the wing.
There is actual talk that Chris Ehlich may be saying bye-bye, you know, to the Tigers. There's some love. I mean, you want to keep the new stadium, you know, because that's going to be printing you guys cash. Why put up with the headache of an MLB team that's not going to do anything and that you will make, like, you know, double what you paid? You know, they'll get you into the billions billions of dollars. But, boy, I'm telling you, even at a $200 million payroll, they're still attractive.
Well, what? Remember the story I pulled up a few weeks ago? It was $1.2 billion, I think.
Yeah, I think they bought them for like what, $700 million or something? Like that, something winky, you know. I mean, if you can make that money back again, go hurry, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and you know, I mentioned a week or two ago that you know, the radio deal's coming up again, or is it the TV deal?
For who?
It's one of the Tigers.
So big deal. They're going to be under Fox anyways. Who are they going to be under? You know, nobody. For the TV deal, Fox thinks they got them all wrapped up. And in theory, they do. But boy, oh boy. You know, HBO's been knocking on the door. You know, oops, maybe I shouldn't have let out something of an insider there. You know, in our opinion, they're better.
Better.
Allegedly.
So allegedly.
Suspected.
If HBO goes into sports and they are their own channel now. You don't have to get it bundled with all your other cable-y stuff. Then you could really either drive up the price or make Fox go away. If Fox does not have MLB, or especially in Detroit, if they don't have Tiger games 162, and all you got is basically what? You know, you might as well bring back Pass. You know?
Yeah.
Because, really, that's shocking if they do. But then again, if you're anybody, you're going to let whoever have the team for 4 years because you're going to get zero ratings. I mean, have you seen the attendance?
Yeah.
You thud.
A lot of empty seats.
It's going to get worse.
Yeah, well, this allegedly June is supposed to be an easier schedule. So even if you go 500, that means you're still a wuss on an easy schedule. Yeah.
You're still a contender.
Well, at least maybe they'll get some sleep.
Yeah, right. Which, I mean, really, why don't you do the sun in my eyes, sand in my neck thing?
God.
That was so lame. When you know that when you were digging down to that point, you know, it's almost like digging down to, well, we got a lot of Latin players on our team. They don't play well until it gets warm, you know?
Yeah, besides, they have a hard time understanding the signs because they don't speak the language.
There you go. Yeah, they couldn't see it because Lamont was eating a sandwich at the time, and they couldn't see the signal. What?
We signaled steel. Like we touched our nose, but we touched our nose in English, and they didn't understand it because they speak Spanish.
That brings you back to Lamont. Why are you there? I mean, you were Smokey's good friend, but why are you there now? What sage have you brought in 3 years where you took, you know, a team that was still doing well into the pits?
Well, he gives Osmus all the good ideas.
Yeah, like to leave?
Like we're waiting.
Yeah.
What are they? When's the last time you see Osmus have a good idea?
It's the last time you saw Lamont have a good idea. I mean, Lamont's got the easiest job ever. You just have to show up and make money. You're not accountable for anything. Nobody ever quotes you on anything. Nobody even talks to you about anything. You just sit there like a big fat fucking blob. Blah.
And I got a great idea. Let's hit Victor Martinez fourth again today.
There you go.
Great idea.
Because you know why? Because then that way they can't pitch around Cabrera.
Yeah.
We got them.
And that's his reason. And what a stupid reason that is, especially since he's not. If he was hitting good, I can understand that.
He's hitting 230, isn't he? 231?
But he's not hitting. So there's no.
And he has, what, 4 home runs?
Right, that's what I'm saying. So he's not protecting anybody.
No.
It doesn't make any sense.
You know, something that we were talking, Mark and I went to the track on Saturday?
Yeah.
And Mark won tons of money with the Marky the Hat method of how to pick horses. Except for there was no ink in the pen this week. What, next week? Back in the green. There you go. This time, don't bet $140 per horse. That's a bad thing.
Yeah, I'll just... I have to...
Scale back to $2.
Yeah, I have to tone it down to $2.
But you know what we were talking about? Of all the leagues, all the big four leagues... You know, that had movement, you know, teams that had to relocate because they were doing really, really bad. We thought it was NHL. It's not. It's the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, for this big deal, number one league and all this stuff, they're the ones that have the most movement in the last 20 years. That's phenomenal to me. God, I would thought that it'd be somebody else.
It all goes back to stadiums.
Guess so. But you know what all goes back to? The Super CPA Ken Pocket. What haven't we talked about in one whole minute?
Well, what we haven't talked about is the NBA Finals coming up because we got two teams that are just so easy to hate. You got the Cleveland Cavaliers with old LeBron. You know, LeBron's a great player. I give him his due, but, you know, it's like, come on, we had enough here. You're dealing. And then you got Golden State Warriors who, you know, what the hell? We got a great team. We're going to make it even better. We're going to go steal the best player off our rival. And it's like, okay, you know what? Can you both lose?
Yeah, because really, now it's called, the Thrillator or something? It's like, oh my God, we don't even care. But what we do care is what our sport director, Mark Melichek, has to say in 1 minute. Go, Mark.
Well,
the Toronto Maple Leafs.
No. We're talking about the Red Wings in Nashville this time. You know that the Red Wings, they have the tradition of throwing the octopus on the ice, for the 8 legs, for the 8 games and all that stuff. Well, we had a little incident last night during the Pittsburgh game. Jacob Waddell decided he was going to throw a catfish on the ice.
Great idea. And then he gets his ass nailed.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, here in Detroit, you'd be a hero. I mean, my God, what are they trying to charge him with?
They ended up, he was arrested for possessing instruments of crime.
Give me all your money or else I'll shoot you with disrupting, this catfish.
Disrupting meetings and disorderly conduct. I guess a hockey game is a meeting.
That was in Pittsburgh?
He shoved it down his pants.
Wow, bitch, that smelled good. Bitch, that man wasn't dating after that day.
Smelled like fish.
There you go.
And then Pittsburgh was giving away free T-shirts and towels. He went to the bathroom, took it out of his pants, and rolled it up into the free towel, and then threw it on the ice.
How do they know it was him?
They saw him.
They saw him with a catfish dangling in his hand.
Yeah. One of the security guards or whatever saw him throwing it on the ice, and they escorted him right out.
dude, you have come to Little Caesars Arena next year. You know, we'll have like as much seafood as you can throw on the. You know, see if you can hit the pylon, you know.
Mark, see if you can hit John Erickson
right in the head. You know, with a catfish of all damn things. But talking
or,
about
or Cronwall or one of the defensemen.
Like, yeah, you won't. Yeah, you don't have to really aim well. You'll have to aim like Duck Hunt on the original Nintendo.
It's not like trying to hit a moving target. They
no
don't move
kidding.
Very fast.
Yeah, yeah. Erickson, he's a pylon, so as long as you get it in the area, you'll hit him.
But talking about moving fast, we have to do that right now. Time's up. So we hope to see you again here next Tuesday. We're not moving with the sports authorities. We'll be here on Tuesday. Next, at
not the
7
experts,
PM.
The authorities.
There you go. For the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, and our sport director, Mark Milicek, John Sever says, we will see you next week on the sports authorities. Like that? Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.